Next stop, Judiciary Square.
Richard, you know it's not right for us to end this program without, in a very local and domestic way, telling listeners around the country the important news out of Washington today, which is that this, for the first time in history, was the day when a subway actually ran underneath the streets of this great city, the nation's capital.
And after 11 years of construction and almost 70 years of talk about it, they've got it going.
And
it got
what,
me
possibly,
to work in, what, I think, what, 9 minutes this morning, or
no
six
kidding.
Minutes.
You actually wrote it.
I can write it. I'm one of about two or three people here at NPR and the entire staff that's served by this 4.6-mile shtick. And incidentally, it takes about 45 minutes to ride that distance on the bus.
Yeah.
It takes about 48 minutes to walk it, and the subway got me here in just fantastic time.
Well, that's terrific. But yesterday, that was the glory day for Washington. Everybody got a free ride, and they jammed it. The waits were up to 4 hours sometimes in places because everybody thought it would be such a terrific.
They were prepared for 8,000, and 51,000 people showed up to ride Washington's newest toy.
And not only that, but the toy went kaflooey because people who've never had a subway don't know how to ride it. Everybody crammed into the last car, and the first two cars weren't, you know, filled enough to be able to really make it. And so it sort of got bogged down, and they got stuck, and it stalled, and it didn't move. And I felt that New Yorkers really, and maybe people in San Francisco have got that BART system, ought to help Washingtonians a bit.
Well,
tell them how to ride a subway. You know, you go up to the first car, and it's okay to get in the middle car, too. It's all right. Anyway, given that advice, tell me what it was like riding. Was it smooth, easy?
It was relatively quiet, except for the brand-new disc brakes, which squeal like a stuck pig. And, you know, it's built as being comfortable. It's no more or less comfortable than a crowded airliner. Atmosphere, I don't know what you expect in a subway, but I would compare it not unfavorably to the waiting room at a hospital maternity ward.
And how much does it cost for all of this?
55 cents in rush hour. And $4.6 billion for the total 100-mile system. Almost enough to scare any other city in the country out of attempting a subsurface rapid transit system.